Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And we've been trying to figure this out, and we can't because we actually don't know anything. I mean, we have no idea what's really going on at Eskom. And all of a sudden, since that weekend of that shutdown, that long weekend, we have had a reduction in load shedding. It is a little bit more. It is a little back now, but it is very, very confusing. Is this political? Is this real? Clyde Mallinson is an energy analyst. Clyde, thanks for joining us once again. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I can always expect a call from you if something is going on with the load
shedding. We have you on speed dial. I'll tell you why, Clyde. Because you tell it like it is, and that's what we need, and that's what our listeners need, is just to be able to try and figure this out, because we're all living in this murky world where things are happening and we don't really believe everything we see. So is there, and we've been taught that, right? We've been taught that since the Zuma days, that not everything, not whatever we see is what we get. So what is going on at the moment?
Okay, well, the first point is that the reduced load shedding over our extended long weekend was nothing strange or untoward. It's just that we used three stages of load shedding less as a country. Our demand dropped on average by about 3,000 megawatts over that long weekend period.
Okay.
Not exactly the whole time.
So no conspiracy theory there. We simply weren't demanding the electricity that that we had been demanding.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But the other interesting thing that happened is, I think a little bit before that, there was talk of massive improvement of, I think, six of the power stations. And I've never got to the bottom of it exactly. They said six power stations now were available for more than 70% of the time. And one of the horrible things with blanket statements like that is you weren't sure if six of them were all above 70%, or if five of them were kind of 80% and one of them was 30%, and he kind of joined his mates and said on average, you know, so you're never quite sure. And the reason I say that is one of the six was Duva. Now Duva in January was behaving at a 27% availability. So it went from 27 to 70, and remembering my school days, no one who got 27 for last week's math test suddenly got 70 for the next week's math test, unless something had odd had happened.
Yeah.
Maybe the test was
and maybe bad. Not something so but, great. Yes.
Yeah. So that was a bit odd. It there's lots of ways of explaining it. It could have been that three units of Duva were down on planned maintenance, so it only had about 30% available. And then suddenly those three units came out of planned maintenance and voila, it was back to 70. But, you know, without granular detail, one can't comment intelligently.
But I guess the question is, you know, I don't particularly want to be an expert on electricity. I actually don't want to have a spreadsheet with the different production units at the various power stations. But unfortunately, we've almost all of us have been forced into this. I now know what my batteries are holding, what my consumption is per item in my house. You know, this is not somewhere I ever wanted to go, but here I am. We've been forced into this. Does that mean that that government should shift, that the ANC or Eskom should shift the way they present us this info because we are now upskilled, or do we just bumble along the way that we are at the moment?
No, I often joke that the names of the power stations roll off radio presenters' tongues more easily than the names of who the cabinet ministers are.
Without a question, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you could almost make a song of Duva, Kasilia, and Indrina.
It is absolutely right.
Anyway, so what also seemed to be the case is that there seemed to be quite a low level of planned maintenance for a while. So I think in one of the media statements Eskom put out a while ago, the planned maintenance was down to about 3,000 megawatts, which I thought a little bit odd. They normally reduce planned maintenance as we move into winter. Now, one must remember that there's 1,000 megawatts down at Coburg. that's on planned maintenance. So when they say 3,000, it means 2,000 of the coal fleet are on planned maintenance.
Right.
And I thought, gee, that seems low. That's kind of lower than you have in winter. Now, it could just be that, you know, the maintenance shop was full and a couple came out and a few went in and there was a bit of a mismatch anyway. So help me, we're back to stage four today, if I'm not mistaken, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're on stage three at the moment. And the latest thing from Eskom shows about the same amount that is broken or unplanned maintenance, but there's suddenly 7,000 megawatts of planned maintenance. Now, that seems odd to me. You know, we had about three a couple of weeks ago. Now we've got seven that are planned. And so that's part of the reason why the planned and unplanned has gone way above 20,000. Meaning that right. There just ain't enough available. So, I may have said this before, and apologies. I forecast the load shedding based on what the coal fleet is doing.
So yes, if you I have. Know you the said coal that fleet is how you work available, out.
I can
right.
Work.
That's
yeah,
how you work.
I work it out. So basically, my unknown is the performance of the coal fleet. If I know what the coal fleet's doing, I can give you what the load shedding will be. Certainly within a stage, it'll be accurate within a stage because I look at previous load profiles.
Right.
And obviously if a cold weekend's coming up in winter, then I'll say, well, you know, the cold snap last year was on a different weekend, but this weekend we can expect
X.
load shedding to right. be similar to what it was on the cold weekend last year. Kind of.
As we're seeing more homes, and I know they don't draw that much, but as we're seeing more homes, more shopping centers moving across to solar, and we are seeing it at quite a dramatic rate. Are we seeing is that having an impact on the demand at all?
Yes, that you'll pick that up slowly because it still has to gather momentum to be, you know, all the stuff we've put in is probably equal to maybe two stages of load shedding at midday on a sunny
right.
day.
Right.
And the best way to pick it up is to actually look at Eskom's demand for the country, because all of that stuff doesn't comes off of the total country demand. It's not something that meets the demand. In other words, people use less because they've got solar. So you'll start picking it up by seeing what there'll be a dip in the middle of the day, which can be reflective of all the solar installations. The problem, of course, is if people don't have batteries,
yeah, that, well, then it's pointless
the
at night.
Down, then, so what I expect to see is a more intense difference between middle of the day and the evening peak, because there'll be catch up then. And also the funny things happen when areas come off of load shedding. They all recharge up their batteries and do stuff. So there's a surge, and a lot of the problems with popping substations and things have to do with what's called the surge back after load shedding. You know, load shedding ends, boom, all the lights then, come on because
right.
you forgot they were on. Because,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So, you know, I think we're heading for a winter where the average may be as low as two or three, the average, if we burn diesel. If we don't burn diesel, it'll be three and four. And at peak times in winter, we're definitely heading for 6+.
Wow.
Unless the coal fleet behaves a lot better than it has on past performance.
And that's where we leave it. Clyde Mallinson, always chatting to us. He's an energy analyst, giving us some perspective as to what is really going on at Eskom and with regard to electricity production.